In Igeres HaKedesh, Chaf Hei, Siman Chaf Hei, the Alter Rebbe began to explain the statement in the Tzavos HaRivosh, in the teachings or the statements of the Baal Shem Tov that are recorded in the Sefer Tzavos HaRivosh, where the Baal Shem Tov says that even in a non-Jew who is doing something evil, there is the presence of the Shekhinah. And there were those who had a very difficult time understanding this. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining how that happens, what that means. Until now, the Alter Rebbe has explained how everything that happens is by divine providence, which means that everything that happens is caused by the Word of God, and the Word of God is the Shekhinah. So that in every event and in every occurrence, there is the presence of the Shekhinah. Even in the lowliest of all creations, in the sand and in the stones of this lowly world, there is an element of Shekhinah, the Word of God, that gives existence to the stone and to the earth and so on. Today's Shir on page 278, the number at the bottom of the page is 540, and it begins a third of the way down on the page at the beginning of the bracket. Elo sheba'artei sagoyim. It's only that in the land of the non-Jewish world, hachayis hu al yedei slapshus sorim hachitzenim hamimunim al ayin umes. Each one of the 70 nations has a sar, an angel, that is the mamuna that guards or rules over that particular nation. And it is through that angel that the life, the Word of God, reaches and affects the nation. Which means that a spark of the Word of God, which is Malchus Dasiya, on the level of Malchus Dasiya, as we explained earlier, which is the Word of God that creates the physical, so a spark of that Word of God comes down and is Meir Al Hasodim Shomailo over these angels that represent the nations. The Bechinas Makif Momailo, the Word of God, surrounds the angels from above, in other words, remaining outside and above them, ach eine mislabish behem mamosh, but is not clothed in them literally. Ela nimshach lehem chayis meha'oza zu sheneir aleihem el mailo bebechinas makif. The life that they receive comes to them from this ray that surrounds them from above, but does not enter into them. Umei hasozim, and from these angels, Nishpa chayis le'ev de gilulim ulebehemes chayis ve'efesh ba'artzeihem, comes the life of the non-Jews and the animals and the birds that are in the lands of the non-Jews. Ule'eretz hagashmiyis ule'shamayim hagashmiyim, and to the physical earth and the physical heavens. Shehem hagalgalim, which are the planets. It's only that the heaven and the earth and the kosher animals, birds, and beasts, nishpoyim miklipas nega, comes from the klipa that is translucent, that has some brightness to it. Vahatmeyim, and the non-clean animals, the unkosher animals, the nafshes hagoyim, and the souls of the non-Jews, is mishar klipes, comes from the other klipes, the totally dark klipa that is not klipas mega. So all of it comes from klipa, and klipa means that which surrounds the fruit from the outside but does not enter into it. And in the same way, the godliness that is given to the unholiness, to the non-Jewish world, to the non-Jewish lands, surrounds the angel that represents that land or that people, but does not enter into it. Hine shamayim va'aretz v'chol asher bahem ba'artes hagoyim kulam kelo mamish chashiv. Now, if we want to look at the bittle of these things, relative to the word of God that gives them life. So all the heaven and the earth and everything that is in them are as nothing compared to the angels that represent them, Shehem Chayusam V'Kiyumam, because it is from those angels that they receive their life and their existence, through the angel. So they, the actual people, and the lands, and the heaven and the earth, are completely bottled to the Saz from which or through which they get their life. And the Sar, on the other hand, the angel of the 70 nations, is completely non-existent and as nothing relative to the spark of godliness from the word of God that illuminates these angels from above without entering into them. The afal pike in achayis hanimshach v'teicha meha'or azu hu bebechinas golus b'seichom. And then the godliness that reaches them from this ray of godliness that enters into them is in exile within them, shaloch enekroim b'shem alikim achayim, which is why they are called other gods, v'koru le'lakad alakayo. They refer to God as the God of gods because they consider themselves gods. Shegam heim hein b'chinas elikus, because they too are godliness. V'lochein hagoyim hanishpoyim mehem, and that's why the nations that are given life and that evolve from them, from those angels, heim ev di avedah zara mamish, are actually idolaters. Ad es kate, until the end of time, sheyivula moviz vasitra achra, at which time all unholiness, death and unholiness, will be swallowed up or discontinued, v'oz epechel amim, and then there will be the fulfillment of the prophecy. I will turn all the nations to a common language, etc., likre kulam b'shem Hashem, so that they will all call in the name of God. Nikra gam kim b'shem golus hashchinah, and this exile, that the word of God is exiled within the unholy creations, this is also known as the golus of the Shechinah. Because, as we said before, the word of God that gives life to these angels is also Shechinah in the language of the Gemara. Since the godly spark that is in exile within them is an aspect or an array of the word of God that is called Shechinah, therefore the golus of that spark is also the golus of the Shechinah. The golus then nimshach mechet et hadas, this golus began at the sin of the eating from the tree of knowledge, the Eilech, and has continued from then. And this is only the external part, the hind part of holiness. But when the Jews went into exile among the nations, and the Jew is connected to God not through achorayim, not through the hind part of godliness, but through the face of godliness. This is a complete golus when the hind part of godliness is exiled because it is within the unholy world. That's called golus hashchina. But when the Jew goes into golus and the Jew takes with him the face of godliness, so to speak, the inner aspects of godliness, when the inner aspect of godliness, which is the Jew, is also in golus, then it is called the total golus. V'alzeh omer rizal, and this is what the Gemara means when it says, golu le'edeim shchina imohem, that when the Jews are exiled into Edeim, which is our golus, the golus that we're in today, shchina imohem, the shchina goes into golus with them. In the Hayyim Yom for the 28th of Tishrei, The Rebbe writes that im b'chukeisai teilechu, if you will go, the Torah says, if you will go in my follow my commandments, then I will give you the reins and time. So the Rebbe explains this, that the study of Torah and the fulfillment of mitzvahs are like the ring, the wedding ring, with which God marries the people, the Jews. And thereby, he obligates himself to support them and to feed them properly.